Thank you all for standing by. At this time, I would like to inform you that today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to an overview of the Tivoli Provisioning Family. My name is Jim Katz. I'm part of the TPM team. On this call today, we have Mike Gore, the product manager for TPM. We've got Sarvi Aranipour, who is going to talk to you about client experiences with TPM. And we also have George Hunter, who will be talking to you about client experiences with TPM. Let's go to the next slide, please, the agenda. My name, again, is Jim Katz. I'm going to conduct the introduction and talk a little bit about the business issues. Mike Orr will go into a deeper dive about the ITM service management integration and talk specifically about the portfolio. When it comes to customer examples, both Sarvi and George will talk about the successes they've had. And then I will come back on the line and tell you where to go for additional help. Let's go to slide number four. So today there are multiple forces that are driving data center priorities. And as you can see here, if you take a look at the number one priority in 2009, 2008, 2007, and 2001, the number one priority is improving business processes, okay? Something specifically that TPM helps address. Reducing enterprise costs, number two, and then improving enterprise workforce effectiveness, number three, in 2009. Again, these three items are what TPM helps address. Slide number five. Take a look at this chart, and you can see the idea behind it is to show what drives effectiveness in an IT organization. If we start at the bottom, you notice that technology, process, people, and management are really driving information upwards to make an organization effective. So if the information at the bottom of this flow is incorrect, then the effectiveness of the IT infrastructure will definitely be affected. Again, you're only going to be as good as the information you have at hand in order to manage your company, your organization, the sector of the company that you manage, whatever it is. It's all going to be based on how correct is the data that you're using. Slide number five, IT infrastructure growth. The IT industry will return to growth in 2010, and IT spending is forecast to be $3.3 trillion, which is a 3.3% increase from 2009. In 2009, we saw a growth around the world of about approximately 2% and a growth here in the United States of approximately 1%. Now, if you take a look at this chart, you'll see this goes way back to 1996 and it's projected on through 2010. Now, what's interesting to note, for me at least, is that 3 or 4 years ago, nobody had considered the idea of cloud computing. And of course, as you know and will understand further, TPM plays a central role in cloud computing. So 3 years ago, we had no cloud markets. Today, we have a cloud market, and it's projected to grow to approximately $56 billion over the next couple of years or so, reaching over $100 billion by 2012. Next slide, IBM Service Management. When we talk about IBM Service Management, we are talking about what we've come to know as VCA, visibility, the ability to see everything that's going on across the infrastructure, control, the ability to keep the infrastructure in its desired state by enforcing policies, and last and certainly not least, automation, the ability to manage huge and growing infrastructures while controlling costs and quality. Next slide, please. When we look at an integrated approach to service management, you'll see that in the middle, we have a common data model. And around that, we have the Tivoli Process Automation Engine, or TPAE as it's known. Surrounding that are a number of boxes which you'll see mapped to Tivoli solutions. So when we talk about license management, element and application discovery, IT and non-IT asset management, those will map to solutions, along with change management, service request management, and last and certainly not least, provisioning. All of these work on integrated service delivery platforms. That's both hardware and software. This is not a homogeneous solution we're offering customers. It's a heterogeneous solution. Now, if you do a page down or click, you'll see the Tivoli solutions that now appear in the boxes. So we have CADM, we've got TAMET, CCMDB, Tivoli Asset Discovery for distributed, Tivoli Asset Management for IT, Tivoli Provisioning Manager, Tivoli Service Request Manager. Again, all these map to our integrated approach to service management. Slide number 10, please. Roger, this is where I turn it over to you.
This is Mike Roy.
Hi. Sorry, Mike.
This slide here provides you an overview of the products that we will use in the data center provisioning market. I want to emphasize here we are talking about those servers that our customers are generally using in the data center environment versus the distributed servers out in the branches or remote locations. This set of products we feel gives you a broad spectrum of function to take to your customers, everything from very basic OS on a new bare metal machine all the way up to some fairly sophisticated cloud computing. The next couple of slides will take you through this product set in a little more detail. But to give you an overview here, I'm going to start on the left with TPM for operating system deployment, or TPM for OSD. Think of this as the product that gets that new server or refurbished server up and running. So you plug the new server on the network, you need to get that initial data image on there, the operating system and maybe some middleware, conceivably some applications. But it's that first bucket of bits that get out on that new machine, and TPM for OSD is the product that would do that. If your customer is getting a little more sophisticated and they want to start talking about images and working in the virtual world, then the add-on is TPM for images. So this builds on top of TPM for OSD and adds features and functions that we'll see in a few minutes that concentrate on virtualization and images. Moving further up the feature and function ladder here to TPM, now we're getting into more sophisticated OS deployments, virtual images, and also throwing in software deployment, inventory control, compliance management, reporting, whole spectrum of other features and functions that your customer may need if they're trying to do a server lifecycle management types of functions. And then we move into TSAM, Tivoli Service Automation Manager. This is for the customer that's now matured in their thinking up to offering services to their customers. Allowing someone to come in on a screen and specify the server they'd like provisioned, how big it is, how much memory, how much CPU, when do they need it, when can they give it up. So TSAM is for that level of service provider. And then finally, IBM CloudBurst over here, where we've taken our software, based primarily on TSAM, and offered it on a hardware platform and included services. So think of IBM CloudBurst as cloud in a box. If your customer out there is interested in cloud computing, but once a single-stop solution, then CloudBurst is probably the place to go with this. And as I indicated, we're going to go through some more detail on these products in the next couple of slides. The next slide here, we're going to talk about Tivoli Provisioning Manager for Images and OS Deployment. This is the 7.1 version. First off, you need to understand that these products are integrated together. They build on each other. So we start with the very basic TPM for OSD, and then an add-on to that gets you to TPM for images. So that's the relationship. If we kind of start at the bottom of this chart, automated OS deployment, as I mentioned earlier, this is the realm of TPM for OSD. So getting that initial bucket of bits, if you will, or code load onto a bare metal machine or one that the customer is refurbishing. A couple of different ways of doing this. You can do it just through the native installation mechanisms offered by the various vendors. We can do a cloning or a gold image type function. While we're putting this operating system out there, this initial image out there, we do have the ability to insert just the proper drivers for that particular machine. So we've done some initial discovery of the machine. We understand what kind of hardware is out there and therefore can only need to inject the correct drivers in that initial image. And we can also, of course, configure the OS parameters as we're putting it out there. Now, if we step up to doing some of the images, as I mentioned earlier, this is where we would bring in TPM for images. and allows us to capture images and virtual physical machines. We can separate the applications and settings from the OS image as we've captured it. And of course, all these images from a variety of virtualization technologies and physical machines are all kept in a single library. Once we've captured the image, we have the capability to convert it. We can go from a physical image to a virtual image. So if the customer is doing some type of server consolidation, we can capture 6 physical machines and then convert those over to images that might run on VMware or KVM. If the customer has multiple virtual technologies, such as VMware or KVM or AIXL PARs, assuming that the code compatibility is there, we can switch from virtual to virtual. Or we can actually go from virtual back to physical if we'd like to do that. So that's the capabilities of TPM for images and TPM for OSD in a very broad sense. Some of the things that your customer may find advantageous in using these products is for server consolidation. That's pretty much the obvious one. Lots of hardware or physical machines out there. They wish to consolidate that on a single larger physical machine so we can bring images of the existing applications together, put them into the virtualized technology. Also allows us to manage some of the image sprawl. As I indicated, it supports multiple virtual technologies, VMware, KVM. We're going to be adding Xen, Hyper-V to it. So you can have, from one tool, manage virtual technologies. And that also allows you to bring all the images that you're capturing or manipulating in those technologies into one place. Also, obviously, if you have one tool that works with multiple virtual technologies, you aren't locked into one of these. So a customer that is interested in perhaps VMware for his Windows Intel space, perhaps they're using KVM for the Linux space, then we've got the ability to avoid getting just locked into one. We've also got the remote deployment capabilities. These products have the ability to stretch out across the network and locate functionality out in remote sites as well. So, and then so on the next slide here, I want to move into talking a little bit about the process automation engine that Jim alluded to earlier. This is the basis for more sophisticated ISM products. Capabilities here basically center around providing an integration framework for all of our ISM products. You can see some of the capabilities here under the integration framework block. The idea here is that we can take our ISM products and provide them to customers, in some cases for a global deployment, if they are that large a customer enterprise. But the bottom line is that all the products that run on this framework are compatible together. We're striving to get that way, and they should be plugged in and integrated together fairly easily. There's a couple of different things that this platform helps us do. It provides the capability for custom workflows. So as we bring in various products here, such as Service Request Manager, Configuration and Change Database, TPM runs here, obviously, we can start stringing those processes together using the functions that are in those products. Also provides a higher level runbook capability in some cases. So if there are specific subprocesses or tasks that span products or even within one product, we have the capability of creating a runbook type of environment for the customer. Then we've got compliance, lots of auditing capabilities in here. We're putting lots of ISM functionality into a single solution, so we have to have the auditability and accountability capabilities here to understand who did what, when, on what resources. And then finally, there is a common reporting functionality here across all these products, so the customer has one reporting mechanism that they need to understand how to use. So looking at the next slide here on the Tivoli Provisioning Manager 7.1, we are actually at 7.1.1 now, but these high-level features and functions still are appropriate. If I kind of look at start the top here on the resources that are available, primarily we are provisioning physical servers and virtual servers. That's our sweet spot right now. We do have the capability to reach out to some storage devices and some network devices. as we're moving into the virtual world, we're seeing a larger and larger demand for that. So we'll be hopefully strengthening that in the coming releases. But right now, it's primarily around physical servers and virtual servers. We can go out and discover these resources. We can bring that into our data model. And again, physical and virtual, doesn't matter to us. From there, we do OS provisioning. And this is using the underlying TPM for OSD product, and we'll show this positioning here in a slide or two. So we can get that initial OS out there, or the initial image, as the case may be. From there, as we're starting to interact with it, we can pull up inventory information from the resource, and so we can talk about the hardware and the software that are on those virtual and physical servers. Once we've got that information, we can start talking about deploying software to it. Our software capabilities span about five or six different methodologies, actually, from just using the initial installation technology from the vendor, say an MSI or EXE file that you get from Microsoft, up to some fairly sophisticated multi-server types of applications. So if a customer has a website configuration, per se, that they put out on a regular basis consisting of WebSphere or DB2, maybe some middleware, and it spans three or four servers perhaps, they can build up automation routines that throw that whole website out there in a matter of hours. So lots of different capabilities in software deployment. We have the ability to do desired state management, so this brings together the inventory and the software deployment or patching capabilities. So we can bring in inventory information, either our own through inventory scans or working in concert with TATM. We can bring TATM information in, check it against a desired state. Now, this is really just checking against the information in the data center model. And then depending on the outcome of that check, we can automate the remediation of any problems that are found. This leads into compliance management. So if customers have specific configurations that they are looking at, we can use the desired state management capabilities to keep them in compliance. And then we allude to the process integration earlier. Because we are running on the TPAE platform, we have the ability to take TPM functions and insert them into the change management processes, release management processes, service request processes that may be being created using some of our other products. So moving on to TSAM, as I alluded to earlier here, this is a product that helps our customers create, perhaps in some cases, their first services offerings. It combines the Tivoli Service Request Manager product and TPM and TPAE on a fixed offering. It comes out. It's initially designed or out-of-the-box capabilities are wrapped around providing services concerning WebSphere and DB2 on ZOS or on AIX. It's quite extensible, so the customer can start putting things, you know, their own service offerings into the service catalogs. They can start building up their own automation to provide those services to the customer. So it's an initial starting point for those customers that are interested in bringing the idea of service-oriented offerings out to their clients. Moving on to IBM CloudBurst. As I mentioned to you earlier, what CloudBurst really is taking the TSAM functionalities and supplying it on IBM hardware. That hardware is also coupled with services for installation and configuration. So it's a one-stop shop for cloud. So we come out and provide all the things that are needed to get the customer up and running with an initial cloud offering to their clients. Moving on to the next slide here, this is kind of the summary slide on the products and their various relationships with each other. So starting down here at the bottom, we have the OS deployment management, and we talked about TPM for OS deployment here. Then we move into image management, and we have TPM for images. As shown in the graphic here, that includes the TPM for OS deployment capabilities. Moving up to resource provisioning configuration management, we introduce TPM. TPM includes TPM for OS deployment. And then there's the possibility of doing an upgrade and bringing in the TPM for images function on top of that. And then TSAM here, we talk about doing service delivery for the cloud functions. TSAM includes TPM, which in turn includes TPM for OS deployment. It also includes TPM for images. When I say includes, this is under the covers installation and functionality. In most cases, the customer that is using TPM doesn't know that they're using TPM for OS deployment under the covers. Similarly, the customer that's sitting in front of a TSAM screen or GUI doesn't really understand that they're using TPM for OS deployment or TPM functions under the covers. And then finally, we take the TSAM functionality, put it on the IBM hardware, create a cloud appliance, and send that out into the market coupled with services for a total cloud-in-the-box offering. So at this time, as we've gone through the products, I'd like to turn it over to Sarve here, who is going to take you through a real-life application of our products at CenterPoint Energy.
Hi, my name is Sarve Aryanpour, and I'm part of the TPM best practices team, and also I'm a CenterPoint Energy lab advocate. I want to actually talk about CenterPoint's experience with TPM and how they presented at the Pulse last year, and from their own word, how was their experience with TPM. So the next slide, like, which is slide 18, is actually the couple of the slides that I took from the CenterPoint's energy representative at Pulse, and so I'm going to go through his experience at his own words. So what was happening, CenterPoint's IT department has like several different groups, which is like the Unix group, the LAN group, and they have our clients that they have to like provision actual servers for testing new application that come into CenterPoint Energy. So what was going on is, like, for example, if there's a new application that the clients, they need to test, they will actually order a new server from the IT team. But because that process was taking too long, like around a week, with all the administration, and because all the tasks were manual, they were not well documented, and they could not repeat the same process over and over. And also because there was no dedicated IT team for actually building these test servers, and because they were doing it manual, it was not consistent. So, and also that the CenterPoint Energy was moving toward like adopting the virtual technologies, and they needed to actually automate that as well. So after adopting TPM, which is next slide, which is slide 19, they say that they actually delivery time, which was around a week, it was brought down to 2-3 hours with the administration. Because everything was now automated using TPM, they could actually always bring in consistent servers to their client for their testing, and their testing would be more effective because it could be mirror of their production environment servers. And also, because they didn't have any dedicated technical team, like one of the staff could actually launch the workflow on TPM and actually go and do other things and come back, and the server was ready. So the next slide, which is slide 20, it shows the actual process, which is from their presentation that was brought down from 7 days, as you see that administration starts the actual provisioning of the server to 30 minutes using TPM. Slide 21 is showing their time saving, labor saving, that you can see the total was brought down from the, like, from 100 hours to less than like 10 hours per month. And also it shows on slide 22, it shows that the duration of the server actually from 60 hours, which is like 5 working days, it will bring down to 30 minutes. So after that, this also CenterPoint was part of the TPM 711 beta program, which is now I'm explaining on slide 23. What happened that during that time, customers will actually participate in TPM 711 beta program and test the different functionalities that they were interested in. So what I did that I went on site for a week to actually assist them for complete testing of TPM 711. What they were really interested was in was that, first of all, was the first thing, which is TPM for OSD, and they and their AIX department was interested in LPAR provisioning and also NIM OS deployment for P-Series. Also, they wanted to actually build an end-to-end server, which is so they want to actually be able to deploy the application using TPM, so they want to use our distributed infrastructure, and they want to build a custom UI to actually create a self-serve menu so their client, they could go on the self-serve and just choose a complete build of a server and submit it. So after 1 week at on-site, which was very successful, they actually agreed to become also TPM 711 beta reference. So the next slide, which is slide 24, is going to talk about what they're doing since then. Right now, at the moment, they're able to actually using TPM, they deploy Windows servers with the concurrency of 20, so they can build 20 servers end-to-end with the application that they need for those standard build images at the same time. And also, and as I said, they actually deploying application that their client is using TPM as well. What they want to do next is actually after successful participation in beta program and testing our LPAR provisioning and AIX and P-Series OS deployment, they want to use this in their Unix department and also they want to, as I said, they're building a custom UI to actually create a self-serve menus. And also they want, what other thing that they're doing, they want to also integrate with the Tivoli Total Provisioning, which is TPC, for actually to be able to actually manage the storage and do an end-to-end provisioning of the virtual servers as well. So next, I'm going to hand in the presentation to George to talk about Harley-Davidson's story.
Well, thank you very much. That was a great story. I appreciate hearing all the details. I have been the portfolio rep for Harley-Davidson for the last year, and during this time, we did implement TPM for OS deployment. In one slide, I'm going to tell you about the process of doing this and the benefits that Harley-Davidson gained from that. But that's really not the whole story. You know, the economic downturn really hurt luxury goods providers, of which Harley-Davidson would be considered. And they had to go through considerable layoffs during this period of time to, you know, meet expectations to Wall Street and streamline their business to, you know, reflect what's going on in the economic environment. So with that, several of the people that were originally designated to handle this project of rolling out a new operating system to 11,000 desktops worldwide were affected by this. So now at this time, Harley had already purchased the TPM for OSD tool and then started to deploy it with folks that we're not even familiar with the tool whatsoever. So I think it really helps with the story to understand that people were able to pick up this product and utilize it without having a lot of prior knowledge of how to use the tool. So back in the February time frame, they started to plan and look at this worldwide rollout, which was important to them because Harley-Davidson functions as several different business units, all with a different IT department, and the overall goal was to centralize this to reduce cost. And in this centralization, they wanted to go with a package that would be able to roll out new operating systems as well as patches and updates without having to go to each individual business unit or country or manufacturing facility. That's why they originally went with the tool TPM for OSD. Now, they looked at several different things during the process and decided on this because it really fit nicely into the rest of the Tivoli package that they had purchased prior to this. One of the main goals of this process was to upgrade the operating system. You know, the different units were utilizing, you know, a multitude of different different operating systems, and they all had their pet project in order to upgrade those operating systems themselves or send out packages. So with that caused a great deal of added administration, you know, so that you had subject matter experts on each of the individual tools out in the marketplace. The project started back in February, was completed just this last October. Actually, that was one of the first layoffs that they had back in the February time frame. They had a subsequent layoff during this process, which affected yet another person that was involved here. They had to bring in new people that quickly learned the tool and were able to complete the project. So even though the time span seems like from March 2009 all the way through October 14th seems like a long time, that wasn't something that they worked on every single day. This was carefully planned, and they worked whenever there were slow times in the manufacturing facilities or slow times in the business units to be able to do these upgrades. And so with that, they needed to have a tool that was able to work, you know, during a time period that they were allowed to work on those workstations. And TPM for OSD came through with flying colors. Now, just recently, after all of the workstations had been upgraded, the CIO went out and, you know, made sure all of his people understood that this was a very important project, and he sent to me some of the notes that, you know, he had shared with his team to celebrate their success in this world, in this area. But he just reiterated, you know, why they're doing this and the fact that TPM for OSD had, in fact, you know, helped them to achieve some of these goals. So process improvement, cycle time reduction, you know, WIT, this is, was one of the things that they were trying to accomplish, need to be able to push software to the desktop without having to recall machines or visit offices. Number two, waste cost reduction. WIT will be eliminating across HTI at least five tools that do some of this capability on a limited fashion. And then quality, a standard and repeatable way to manage all client devices, desktop and laptop, upgrades and software distribution on a global scale will be in place. So with this, with the rollout of this tool, they have that infrastructure now in place to streamline any updates or upgrades or software patches, and the organization will be able to operate in this new leaner fashion that unfortunately they've had to become. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to Jim.
Thank you very much, George. I appreciate it. So if you would turn to slide 27, please, for additional help. If you need additional help in with any of the topics that were discussed during this call or something that we something we didn't mention, please let your first starting spot be the sales kits on Excel. The sales kits for TPM, for OS deployment, and for software are kept up to date. And maybe more importantly, the contacts there are kept up to date. So if you ever have a question on anything, start with the sales kits. If you can't find an answer online, ping one of the contacts. My name is Jim Katz. I support worldwide sales enablement. Please feel free to ping me anytime, either same time, email, phone, whatever works for you. But again, use the kits to your advantage. We post all relevant and updated collateral to the sales kits as soon as it's available to the field. So once again, I want to thank Mike Orr, Sarvi Ranapour, George Hunter, and myself. This is Jim Katz giving you a Tivoli talk for the provisioning portfolio update. Thank you very much.